March 8th and March 15th meetings.
Make a motion to approve March 8th and March 15th committee meetings.
That's our food.
I'll second.
Second, discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 174, request a transfer for contingency account pursuant to budget amendment 15, appropriating funds to awareness, amending 2016 Ulster County budget.
I'll move it.
Move. There's a change from...
I'll second it.
$11,111 to $20,000. Second. Discussion.
Wasn't this as part of our budget discussion last year? Once it'd been she'd received everything from Oasis, we granted $10,000.
That was a discussion at the budget time.
Okay.
First of all, does anyone know if there was any discussions with the state in her back and forth?
Page 3 of the resolution, there's a letter from Oasis.
I can speak to it. I do know that the organization has recently been approved as an alcohol awareness provider. So they do have their state approval to operate. And their cease and desist letter has been cleared up and they're able to operate.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Well, during the budget amendment process, I brought this amendment forth. I copied the amendment also on the resolution so you could see it. We were asking for $20,000. I never got a chance to advocate for that because members of the committee had already made an amendment to my amendment to knock it down to $10,000 and to put that money into contingency. Also included in the resolution is her budget from last year. Now, she's a not-for-profit. We gave her $10,000. I believe she's $12 in the hole from the $10,000 that we gave her. With no funding from any other sources, the reason why I asked for the extra $10,000 is because she's kind of stifled where she is. What she needs to do is she needs to hire staff. And I'm not talking about staff at $30,000 with benefits. We're talking about kids who are already peer-to-peer, children who've gone through her program. In order for her to get matching funds, and she's been through this before, one of the grants that she tried to get was through the Youth Bureau, and the main requirement was that the money had to be used for salaries. So she can't compete with regular not-for-profits unless she has a staff. We're not talking about a lot of money. We're talking about an agency that the executive director gets no compensation whatsoever. Most of our contract agencies, I'd be willing to bet 75 to 80% of the grant money that we give them goes to administrative costs. And if you look at what she put in last year for that $10,000, she used all the money from her program, and she actually used $12 of her own money.
$17.
$17 of her own money. So one of the other things that prompted me to ask for more money last year was that she's a member of the UCAN committee, just like Cheryl DiPaolo is. Now, Cheryl DiPaolo was a very instrumental person. She actually works with Oasis. The program that she works for is Family Services of Dutchess County.
Hudson Valley.
What's that? Hudson Valley Family Services. Okay. And a couple of the recommendations that we made, one of them was the Ombudsman program, which the county funded almost $100,000 for. And we also asked in our final statement was an increase to the awareness program. A lot of kids in this county are struggling, and not only in Ulster County, everywhere, with alcohol abuse, which leads to drug abuse and to other things. Her program is the only peer-to-peer program in the county right now, and it's the only Oasis-approved alcohol awareness program. So I think that we should give this program a shot if we want a better future for our youth in Ulster County. One mistake could cost you your college education. A kid who gets arrested and convicted of, let's say, a marijuana possession charge no longer is eligible for federal funds for college loans. It's all part and parcel, and I think we got to start from the beginning. In order to weed a garden, you got to pull it out from the roots, and I think this program is definitely a worthwhile program to fund, and to fund it at a measly $20,000. She could do more with that $20,000 than many not-for-profits can with $100,000.
Carl, just a few things. First of all, we go through a budget process. We went through that budget process back in October, November time frame. We as a committee actually, thought there was merit to this particular agency. We put money in contingency for her of $10,000 to proceed. I would disagree with some of the comments you made about the salaries of other agencies. There's other agencies that, we fund. There's no money's going for salaries or directors or anything else. I don't want to get into each one, but there again, I think we're all well aware of the valuable of this program, but I think we have made a decision that $10,000 is sufficient. If next year she wants to come before, or you want to make another presentation before the Ways and Means Committee, we're more than happy to entertain it and see where it goes. But, there again, if everybody had their pet peeves of different agencies, it'd be pork barrel money that we're handing out, and I'd be totally against it at this point.
I do want to make one more comment. Like I said at the beginning of my statement, that I never got a chance to advocate for this budget amendment. It was swiftly amended. You had a letter from OASIS. It was a cease and desist letter, which we believe it was erroneously given to her, but she went through the process of becoming under the auspices of OASIS. That process wasn't free for her. She had lawyer's expenses, which she had to incur personally. Her program still had expenses. Right now we're into April, 4 months into the year, and she's already in the hole with her program.
Okay.
I think that she did the right thing, and I had a chance to, let's just say hypothetically, if we didn't have that cease and desist letter, I think that my budget amendment would have went a different way, and I think that I'm asking the committee to be fair about it. You all agreed that since this thing was looming over her head, that she had a cease and desist letter from OASIS, that we were going to put just $10,000 into contingency. That was exactly what she had the year before.
Well, I would have to disagree because I sat on the committee. I had no, at that time, giving any more than $10,000. That's my personal opinion. So if you're saying that everybody thought that you might have got $20,000, you have to ask each of these members. We're going to be probably voting on this in about a few minutes. We'll see if they feel the 10 or the 20 is appropriate. Ken?
Just one of the things, and I've shared this with you in the past, Carl, one of the concerns that I had was originally we funded this back in, 2014, at $5,000. And then we had a budget amendment that, we funded it in the budget at $5,000. We had a budget amendment at amendment time to double it to $10,000. And then the next year, we had a budget amendment to double it again, so it's another 100% increase to $20,000. Next year, maybe every not-for-profit in the county could do more with, double of the funding that they receive from the county, or not even say double, say, any of the hundreds of wonderful not-for-profits, including the SPCA, that we don't fund in the county could do a lot with money like that. But, all the other contract agencies that we contract with aren't seeing, 100% increase every year. So that's my concern.
In 2013, I brought a budget amendment for $10,000. This committee knocked it down to $5,000 within 3 seconds of me bringing it forth. So $5,000 wasn't enough to do anything for her. So next year, I brought back my original budget amendment of $10,000. So it's not like I'm asking for this, that, and the other thing. We're just trying to get, what we're trying to do is to get this program on its feet so that it can sustain itself and so that it doesn't have to get increases from the county, because she could do more with hiring staff and getting more opportunities for grants.
I think it should be noted, too, that Ms. Schultes doesn't elect to take a salary. A lot.
It's been noted.
I mentioned that already.
All right, so we have an amendment or a resolution here that says $20,000. Anyone want to make an amendment to change it to some other level?
I'd make an amendment to move it back to the original 10 we agreed on.
Second? Someone second it? I'll second it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
As sponsor of this resolution and a member of the Ways and Means Committee, I don't consent to an amendment.
You can't consent or not consent until after the amendment passes. If you don't consent to the amendment, it goes to the floor next month in its original form, which would be $11,111.
It would go in its original form?
And how did we come up with $11,111?
That's because Ms. Schultes, I should say, had mentioned to Legislator Belfilio that there was a 10%. It was described as like a tithe that she had to give 10% of her program funding to Oasis, and that was proven to not be correct.
Well, I guess if she charges her participants, then she has to give 10% of the fee to Oasis. Okay. She doesn't charge her participants.
So then she doesn't have to give 10%.
No.
So far she's standing in the box, she's got two strikes and a 95-mile-an-hour fastball coming at her, and it doesn't look good for her third swing because she obviously didn't tell the truth.
What do you mean?
I think it was a misunderstanding.
If there's a 10% tithe, if she charges and she's saying she needed that 10%, but there is no 10% because she doesn't charge, well, then I think she's wrong. So I'll stand by the original 10,000, not the 11,111.
And I'll second the 10,000.
That's neither here nor there.
All right. Well, there's a
in the letter, it states exactly what she has to do.
You've got to, like, go back. If I may, you have a motion to go back to the 11,111.
No, there's a motion for 10,000.
10,000, okay. And you made the second.
Second. All right. On the motion to go back to $10,000, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against?
Yeah.
Aye. Two against.
I don't consent to the motion as the sponsor.
Under the rules, he's got to, send you email?
No,
okay.
He's here. He doesn't consent to it, so it remains unchanged at 11-111-111 and goes as a regular resolution next month. So it's not voted on.
We can't change it on the floor?
It's not voted on this month. It automatically gets held.
All right, so that means anyone has pet projects or any pet agencies, they can do the same thing.
Well, no, it doesn't automatically go into effect next month. It goes to the legislature next
month.
It goes back
to the legislature,
but
anyone else can do the same procedures on any of the agencies that we fund.
As long as it's passed by a committee.
It still has to come back to Ways and Means.
I understand that, but we're going to start getting like Albany here, start playing all these games about the contract agency and pet projects and pet peeves and all this stuff.
You pass your own rules.
Well,
what rules say?
Maybe you should reconsider what our rules are.
I wouldn't call this a pet project. This is something that's sorely needed in Ulster County. It's the only program in Ulster County.
Carl, we have other projects that we fund agencies that are as valuable, just like this one. And we're not saying this one's more important than any other agency that we support. They're all critical in their own way. And there again, we have to be prudent because we have to be concerned with our taxpayers. So we can't be just throwing money out at each agency unlimited. So we went through a process, through the budget process. We came up with a number, and that's the number that we said we would put in contingency to fund this particular agency. Now, if you feel different, fine. The majority of people didn't feel different in November when we passed this.
Well, again, there was extenuating circumstances.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
At this juncture, the resolution has failed, so I suggest we move on.
Okay, so just to clarify it again, this resolution does not come to the floor next week?
It does not come next week.
It's got to go back to public health.
Has it go back to public health?
Yes.
And then come back to Ways and Means?
In its original form.
Okay. All right, everybody understand that? Thank you. All right, resolution 175, appointment of Ulster County Historic.
I'll move it.
Second? Second?
I did.
So, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Resolution 186, approving the execution of contract entered by the county, Dan's Hauling and Demo, county attorney.
186.
Second. Move second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to bundle If we may, 187 through to...
No, 190.
What's that?
190.
187 through 190. I'm
sorry, 187 through 190. I'll move to lump them there and bundle them.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 On the resolutions 187 through 190, I'm voting. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second, Mary Beth. Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 191, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50 entered by the county, Motorola Solutions, emergency management, emergency communications. Moved?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 192, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 by the county, Anmark Correctional Services, LLC, Ulster County Sheriff. Move?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? No comments, gentlemen? No? All in favor say aye.
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 194, approving the execution of a contract in excess of... 193. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Tracker Software Corporation, DBA Public Pubworks, Department of Information Services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? I'm sorry. All in favor say aye. No discussion? We got that backwards. Then.
There you go.
194. Approving the execution of a contract of excess of 50 through the county, Calaruso, Sand and Gravel, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 195. Approving the execution of a contract of $50,000 by the county, Creighton Manning Engineering, LLP, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Why can't we do 196 through 201?
Well, they're all a little different.
They're 199.
Fine. Well, okay.
Anybody have any problem bundling 196 through?
Make a motion to bundle it.
To 200?
Second. No, to 199.
199, excuse me.
I'll second if somebody didn't.
Yep. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the resolutions, 195 through 199.
Aye.
What?
96 and 90.
96. To 199. All in favor say aye. Resolution 200, approving execution of a contract of $50,000 by the County of Hudson Early Educational Center, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
201, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by the County, Natalie Mesa, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution with bundle 202 through 229.
I love it when you talk like that. I'll move the bundle.
I second the bundle.
Any discussion on any of them? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
On voting resolution from 202 to 229.
Move it.
Second.
Move. Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 230, amend the Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of People with Development Disabilities for a 2% increase in annual salary.
Move it.
And salary-related fringe benefits. Move. Second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
231, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County legislature to execute agreement with National Association of WOCA Assistant Administrators and amending the 2000 Ulster County Budget Department of Probation.
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
Second? Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 232, authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Criminal Justice to accept grant funds for AEDs, Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second. Third. Whatever works.
No discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
234, authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to accept New York State for mass transit transportation project for federal fiscal year 2016, Department of Public Works.
Man, no, 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 no.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It's like a race. They're like, who's cooking?
Who's on first?
Oh. Have a problem, counselor?
235, authorizes the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to accept Section 5310 state funding on the terms of existing continued agreement with the Federal Transit Administration, New York State Department. On the left. Move, second?
Yeah, I did.
All right. No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
237, authorizes the implementation of funding in the first instant 100% of the federal aid, eligible cost of transportation, federal aid.
Second.
Who moved it? Mayor Beth?
Mayor Beth.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. That sounds like the bus.
238, amending capital project 451 to provide for the right-of-way acquisition for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West.
Second.
Phase 4, amending Ulster County budget. Move.
You want to be out of this one, right, Mayor Beth?
Second. Who's seconding?
Chris.
I did.
Oh. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
241.
240. Dude, what's wrong with you today? You all right?
He's seen double.
All right.
Maybe that's what he means. He needs oxygen.
Yeah, you're usually kissing his rear end, and tonight, jeez.
That's on tape. Thank you.
But in a friendly way.
Carl left the room.
Give it over.
You been ready?
When are you?
Hence why he doesn't always get what he wants.
All right, 241.
Okay,
first
240. 240. Authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with YMCA of Kingston, Ulster County for space to conduct its youth build program, which provides Ulster County youth with construction skills and experience. Public Works, those around. James, move it. Second.
Second.
DJ?
Whatever, yes.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
241, amending resolution 477 to 215, dated December 15, 2015, authorized the chairman of Ulster County Legislature into two lease agreements with Astor Services for Children and Families as leasee for office space, provide mental health services to the community, Department of Public Works, and Grants.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
242, amending capital project 260, Billy's Bridge. Project for the bridge replacement on Denning Road over the east branch of the Neversink Creek. Transportation Improvement Project, not on the state highway system, amending 2006-2021 Capital Project Program, Department of Public Works. Move. DJ, second.
See, yes, sir. Second.
You got that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
244, amending Capital Project 439, Rehabilitation of Walk Low Bridge, and amending 2016-21 Capital Project, Department of Public Works, Bridges. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
246, declaring certain owned rail property located in the town of New Paltz to be surplus property, authorizing the conveyance of such property to the City of New York Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? No discussion? Bert, nothing? Nothing, right?
Not,
okay.
Speechless.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 248, setting a public hearing on proposed local 47, authorize the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owner, Department of Finance. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
248, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 6 of 2016, a local law amending local law 3 of 2012, a local law to provide for an exemption from real property tax for real property by veterans who render no concerns. Move. Second. Discussion. To be held May 10th at 6:15. Any discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
249, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 7 of 2016, a local law number 4 of 2012 to increase the maximum real estate.
Second.
Move. Second. Discussion. If not, roll call.
Aye.
One other new business that I'm aware of, our Commissioner of Finance has some letters regarding the upcoming auction, which was New Paltz.
The town of New Paltz has expressed interest in one of the parcels that we're selling at auction. It is next to the rail trail, and the town said it would be used for public recreation. They have a board meeting set this Thursday to vote on this, to basically, because they will have to pay the back taxes, which is roughly $2,200. I come to Ways and Means to allow, if that board does approve this, if I can pull this from the auction, because it will be used for public use.
Works for me. I'll move it.
Who is the current owner?
Well, the county took title right now. Yeah.
The former owner, give me one second,
was a Jocelyn Greer.
There's not a house on it?
There is not.
I think it's on the
landlocked.
It's a vacant lot.
South side of the village.
It's on Plains Road in Newport.
It's on the south side. It's where they want to, he's going to build dorms.
And the annual taxes on it, because I know if New Paltz does take it, it will come off the tax roll. The annual taxes are roughly $520.
That is not even having frontage.
It's a great acquisition for them.
It's right next to the rail.
My question was, I just wanted to make sure that someone's home. They still have.
They only have in terms of public use. It is on just vacant lots.
Very good.
Cool. It works.
Mm-hmm. Any other old business?
No, sir.
New business?
Just to let the members of the committee that are on the UTASC Board of Directors, that the Ulster Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation met in its annual meeting today. That's it.
That's it?
That's your report?
Yep. We met.
Don't let the pile fall on you, Rich. You'll go out on disability for like 6 months.
If anybody has any questions about that, turn your attention to the Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer sitting in the corner.
Seabert. That'll teach you to be late for the meeting.
Bert, was it in paper?
Be careful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, be careful you don't get yourself.
We let it go.
Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And they said you couldn't get it done. See?
Not worth it.